I'm an emergency physician. I've been so for over 20 years. Currently the chairman of our department in Lancaster, Ohio at Fairfield Medical Center.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed good health until around the summer of 2001. And I started getting neurologic symptoms with numbness in my feet. I lost the ability to run. I started to fall.
How old are you?
I am 50 years old.
So you were 45, 44.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty interested in biking, racquetball, very active guy. And it got to the point where, I decided to see a neurologist, and after various studies, including a boatload of MRI scans, they determined I had something called a syrinx. And what a syrinx is a fluid-filled cavity inside the spinal cord, and it causes pressure from the inside out. I've always heard it likened to if you had a hot dog and you were injecting it, imagine what the pressure would be.
Right.
So the syrinx was causing pressure on my spinal cord and causing weakness and numbness in my legs. And they recommended doing surgery in November of that year. That's exactly what I had done. And at that point, I was just walking with a limp. But shortly thereafter, over the next few months, I went from walking with a limp to needing a cane to being a wheeled walker. And before I knew it, I was essentially in a wheelchair. I was practicing emergency medicine out of a scooter.
Oh, my God. Well, you must have been just in shock. What was happening to you?
I was asking, I had this surgery. Why wasn't I getting better?
Yeah. And you're a physician.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
And the physicians taking care of me kind of scratched their head. Well, I don't know. And I went everywhere. I went to the Ohio State here locally in Columbus. I was at the Cleveland Clinic. I went to the Mayo Clinic. And really not much good answers. At one point, they diagnosed, we think you also have primary progressive multiple sclerosis. And you need to be on chemotherapy.
Oh, my God.
I was even threatened by a neurologist. They told me, Dr. Rudy, if you don't take the chemo, your spinal cord's going to be eaten away. And the chemo that they wanted to use, after researching it was toxic to the heart, and there was only a two-year window you could use it. Then you maxed out as much as you do, and well, what do you do after the 2 years? Well, I guess you're out of luck then. So I had gotten to a point where my spasticity of my legs was so bad. I was on high-dose Valium, 50 milligrams a day. I could no longer drive my car. I needed hand controls. I was so spastic at the end of my shifts. The nurses would help me out at my car because my leg was so tight and stiff, they needed to bend it to force it into my car so I could sit down and drive home. So things looked really bad. I had a spinal pump with a medicine called Baclofen prescribed for me, and I was able to wean off the Valium, but now I had this hockey puck in my abdomen, which needed to be monitored quite frequently, and I was getting medicine through my spinal fluid to kind of relax my legs a little bit.
You were almost in a total collapse, your body.
Yeah, I was in constant pain. I was sleeping an hour or two at night at most. I lost 20, 30 pounds. I was no doubt about it, I was depressed over what was going on, watching my life and everything just go right down the drain. And I didn't think that there was much hope.
So what happened?
Well, I got referred on to Sherry.
Had no choice, did you?
Well, I tried some things. I tried some acupuncture and some hypnosis. And I'd like to say that, I think that helped me. I think a lot of these things, I decided I had enough with medicine.
Go the alternative route now, right?
young guy, I love my life. I love what I do. I didn't want to throw it away. I wanted anybody who could help me. I was willing to listen. And kept an open mind because, I figured I had only one way to go at this point. And one of the local physicians in our area, did a lot of alternative medicine, and had recommended, you know, bioacoustics. There's this area in southeastern Ohio that does this, and really thought I should go out there.
So you're probably thinking, Dr. Rudy, that what do I have to lose but bioacoustics?
Right. It sounds kind of bizarre. You know, how are sound waves going to help me? You know, why would that be of any benefit? But, you know, we know that there are ways out there. You know, when you think of how we treat people nowadays, how does medical science help people? Well, if it's something surgical, it gets cut out, and anything else, you take a pill for it. And there are not a whole lot of other treatments outside of that. And most medical problems usually resolve on their own, but the, you know, the serious ones, those are our approaches, either to treat it surgically or with a pill. And when you start thinking about it, well, maybe there are other ways out there that we can treat these things. Who's to say that, you know, why is there a monopoly on just those ways to treat illnesses?
All right, so you go and meet Sherry Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
What happens?
Well, you know, we spent a long time talking. She talked about my symptoms, how it was affecting me, what had been done. She took a voice print of me and was able to analyze this voice print and could find, you know, certain issues that were going on, and had prescribed for me different tones. I guess prescribed isn't the word. Had given me different tones, and I would play these high-pitched tones through a subwoofer or headphones, and I noticed, you know, I'm getting stronger in my legs. I'm getting better, and we've done it for quite a few years now, and nothing but improvement.
And you've seen it now. Were you on natural supplements or anything like that? Like she just told me, I'm a little deficient in B6, so I'm going to take care of that.
She did mention, you know, hey, you know, there's, you know, certain vitamins that you're low on, and we did do some vitamins. But I had pretty much gone with the tones more than anything.
So the tones that you continue to listen to are what you think have gotten you better. Are you able to walk? How are you able to walk? I mean,
okay. Well, I was a scooter. I'm out of a scooter. I haven't been in the scooter for 2 years. Went from a scooter. It's kind of a reverse of what I had gone through.
So you're going the other way positively now.
Yeah. Out of the scooter, did the wheeled walker, done with that. Went to loft strands, which are other type of, they're almost like crutches. Then went to a quad cane, and now I'm at a straight cane.
And maybe one day you'll be off that thing.
I don't think there's any doubt in my mind.